Let's get to a couple stories that are making their way around the news wires. Let's talk about it. First off, the DC madam. Now, rumor has it the address, the black book, the info is going to be released this week. That's the rumor. That's the buzz. That's the buzz. And if that is released this week, I will find it. I will find it very, very timely. And you say, why? And I say, because tonight, DT is supposed to lose the Wisconsin primary. Well, at least he should. Yeah, I mean, listen, Ted Cruz, there hasn't been a state, and this includes Trump. This includes Trump. There has not been a state that has had this much, powers that be, elected officials, media. There hasn't been a state that has had all of these things going for one candidate. Not even Arizona. You know, you thought Arizona had a big core going for Trump with the Arpaio and the former Governor Jan Brewer. Wisconsin, I mean, we're talking about talk show host. We're talking about the radio in Wisconsin. Every single talk show host is for Cruz. So every single day, they have had every single talk show host pumping the candidacy of Ted Cruz. So Ted Cruz, if he doesn't win Wisconsin, he should get out of the race tomorrow. But I mean, think about it. You have Paul Ryan. You have Scott Walker. Yes, I know Paul Ryan hasn't officially come out and endorsed Ted Cruz, but he's endorsed Ted Cruz by giving speeches against Donald Trump. He's given speeches against Donald Trump. So I would say that's as pretty close as you can get to an endorsement. I would say that's pretty close. Pretty close. You got Scott Walker, who still is a pretty popular governor. He's still a pretty popular governor. He's kind of in that popularity range of Kasich being popular in Ohio. And at the end of the day, Trump lost Ohio by, 8 points, 9 points? He still had a good showing running against the sitting governor. And that's kind of the vibe that's going on in Wisconsin right now. You have a popular Republican governor who backed Ted Cruz. He's campaigning with Ted Cruz, telling everybody to vote for Ted Cruz. You have a radio show host, this Charlie Sykes. I mean, what publicity this guy has gotten. Seriously, I've never heard of him before. I've never ever heard of him before. They act like he's Rush Limbaugh or something. This Charlie Sykes. Every single cable channel I turn on, any cable news I put on, there's Charlie Sykes talking about Trump, talking about how he's horrible, talking about he's crap. And I guess this Charlie Sykes is the man in Wisconsin. He's the local Rush Limbaugh in Wisconsin. He's like the equivalent of the morning zoo people. You know, when the local radio state, the whatever it is, you know, rather you're in Florida, rather you're in New York, whoever that town, that city has the local celebrity radio guy. It's like, hey, it's Billy Bob, and this is the Morning Zoo. That guy. All right, we're going to play Pin the Tail on the Half-Naked Chick in the studio. Woo! He's that guy of talk radio. So in Wisconsin, this Charlie Sykes is huge. He's huge. Another one is this Jerry Batter. So all these guys every day are telling anybody that listens to them to vote for Cruz. The newspapers that vote for Cruz. Like Wisconsin, you can't find a media outlet or an elected official that's not telling everybody to vote for Cruz. So if Cruz doesn't win, If Cruz doesn't win, he's the biggest, well, he's already the biggest loser in the world, but he's beyond the biggest loser. How's that? He's the guy that's on Biggest Loser that doesn't lose any weight and gets thrown off the show in like the fourth week, okay? He's Geraldo Rivera who gets voted off Dancing with the Stars in the first week, okay, if Ted Cruz doesn't win. How do you not win? Seriously, how do you not win when you have the entire state? You have everybody associated with Wisconsin. Well, everybody associated with. I'm surprised the Green Bay Packers haven't come out and said we want Cruz. I'm surprised Scott Walker didn't go to the Green Bay Packer the president, whoever owns the team over there. I don't know the Green Bay football ownership, but I'm surprised he didn't go to them and say, listen, I will cut your guys' taxes for three seasons if you come out and endorse Ted Cruz. I'm surprised they didn't do that. They're pulling all the stops out. And that's just that aspect of the political apparatus in Wisconsin. Not to mention the super PACs. You know, the Never Trump movement in Wisconsin has been unbelievable. I mean, they've been dumping. They've been dumping millions and millions of dollars in ads against Trump in Wisconsin. You know what's funny? It's kind of disingenuous, at least in the aspect of knowing if the ads work. Kind of like Liz Maher, you know, the former Romney campaign worker who created the super PAC and blasted Utah with the ads of Melania Trump half naked. And saying, do you really want this whore as the first lady? I mean, it didn't necessarily say that, but that's what it meant. And you wonder, well, did the ad really, did it really work? Was Utah really going to vote for Donald Trump? Was the 70% of Mormon population really going to vote for Trump? When the second coming of Joseph Smith, I mean Mitt Romney, was running around Utah saying you must vote for Ted Cruz. The golden plates are saying vote for Ted Cruz. Did anybody really think that a bunch of Mormons were going to vote for a New York billionaire who's been married three times? Well, married three times. Well, no, because he married divorced. The Mormons are like, no, you got to keep all three. Got to keep all three. So did the ad work? It's the same thing with Wisconsin. They're dumping millions and millions of dollars into these super PAC ads. Are they really going to work? Is it more that you have the talk radio hosts and you have Scott Walker and you have Paul Ryan? And then you also have 2 weeks of state-run media hammering home Trump's worst week ever, Trump's worst week ever, Trump's worst week ever. How does he survive? Trump's worst week ever. How does he survive? He said women should be put in jail for having an abortion. I mean, that's what trips me out the most about that whole Chris Matthews exchange. The media completely leaves out the whole conversation and exactly putting women in jail, which was never even proposed. And a matter of fact, it was a hypothetical based off of the word murder and committing a crime if abortion was illegal. And if committing murder and committing a crime, and should that have taken place, if it took place, would there be a punishment? Wouldn't there have to be a punishment henceforth making something illegal? I mean, it was a very convoluted hypothetical. But the only headline was, Trump says women should be punished for having an abortion. and you're like, what? So do those ads really work in Wisconsin? Who knows? Who knows? Will they work? Will they work in New York? Who knows? But with all of that said, if Ted Cruz can't win Wisconsin, he is beyond a loser. So, with all of that said, Ted Cruz is supposed to win tonight, which means people will be talking about his win. People will be talking about his momentum. People will be talking about him getting the 1237, and his chances are looking better. They went from an 89% to a 84%. From an 89 to an 84. He's really got the momentum on his side. The establishment is rallying behind him. And if you listen to Ted Cruz, he will tell you all of these primaries he's won in the last few days. I'm serious. If you listen to him, he goes, I've won Colorado. I've won North Dakota. The people are... They're nobody's voting in those states. They're not voting states. They're a bunch of old establishment Republicans sitting in a room, drinking booze, smoking cigars, saying, well, let's put these delegates behind Ted Cruz. Because if he gets in the presidency, he won't tell us to F off. And when Ted Cruz is rambling on, nobody says anything to him. Sean Hannity, I know Hannity loves Cruz. I know the conservative guys love Cruz. I know Hugh Hewitt loves Cruz, but nobody says anything to him. Like, but you didn't, the people didn't vote in North Dakota. People didn't vote in Colorado, stupid. Why are you making it sound like they voted? Why are you making it sound to the layman who's listening to the radio program that all these people in these states are voting and you're winning? But you're not. You're stupid and you're full of crap. Okay? You're full of crap. So Ted Cruz is poised to win tonight. The momentum, as everybody keeps saying. The momentum. And possibly Thursday. The DC Madam Black Book phone list is going to drop. I would say this is very convenient. I would say this would definitely blunt momentum. I would say this would definitely change the narrative of the Ted Cruz win in Wisconsin. Tomorrow, everybody's going to be talking about the Ted Cruz win. Oh, he won. What does that mean? It's gone from 89% to 84%. He's got the momentum. And then Thursday, the DC Madam Black Book drops. And we go from momentum to Ted Cruz paying $300 an hour. $300. That's actually not that bad, $300. I mean, I would be done. I'd be done in like 30 minutes. But you know these politicians, they're gonna milk it. They're gonna milk it. They're going 4 or 5 hours. If you're Elliot Spitzer, you know, you're doing the whole foot thing. You're sucking on the toes. Maybe you're making them wash the feet before you suck on the toes, or maybe not. Maybe you're just a dirty animal like Elliot Spitzer, who's just like, go outside and just run around the parking lot with no shoes on. Come back with dirty feet. I want to suck your dirty feet. And he sticks them in his mouth. Maybe. Maybe not. But Thursday, the National Enquirer. I know. People go National Enquirer. And I will be remiss to repeat what I said 2 weeks ago. For every National Enquirer story that you have read, that you go, I don't know about that. That seems kind of funny. There are a slew of National Enquirer stories that have panned out to be not just true, but to be breaking, like breaking a story true. Like after the story was broke, all the other news outlets jumped on the story. So the National Enquirer, okay, I'll tell you one of the stories. Just listen. John Edwards, bang. John Edwards. There was rumors of John Edwards and his love child and his photographer, videographer, girlfriend, but nobody wanted to report on it. Nobody wanted to, especially state-run media. Why are they going to report on the vice president or the possible vice president? Why would they report on that? You don't want to report on that. If you're CNN and you're MSNBC and you're NBC, why would you want to derail the Democrats' chance of winning the White House. You're not going to do that. You're basically going to say, we wait until after. And then everybody goes, you mean after? If they win, you're gonna go after them? Yeah. He'll be Spiro Agnew, okay? Yeah, he'll be Spiro Agnew. At least the Dems will have the White House. At least there will be no Bush. So just everybody stand down. And that's what happened. That's what happened. But the Inquirer broke the John Edwards story. The Inquirer broke the Gary Hart story. The Inquirer broke the Jesse Jackson love child story. They broke these stories that basically changed the political landscape. Even the Jesse Jackson, I mean, it's not like he was necessarily running for president then, but, you know, the Jesse Jackson of today is nothing what the Jesse Jackson of the past was. And scandals like the love child really hammered him. I mean, nobody that tries to court the black vote. No one that tries. Let's put it this way. Al Sharpton has leapfrogged Jesse Jackson. When you know your reputation and your stature is just no more. Your reputation is horrible. Your stature is no more. When Al Sharpton, Mr. Tawana Brawley, I mean, the racist things that have come out of his mouth in the past 10 or 15 years is documented, not well documented, of course. The state-run media ignores it. But when he leapfrogs you as the go-to guy to court black folk, you know you've hit on some hard times. So Jesse Jackson's story, Gary Hart. I mean, that guy could have been the president. Hell, that guy should have been the president. But the Inquirer took him down. And how it starts is a slow drip. Drip, drip, drip. Kind of like what happens to you after you've been with a Washington, D.C. prostitute. You get the drip, drip, drip. So 2 weeks ago, you had Ted Cruz and his mistresses. Remember the Ted Cruz and mistress scandal? Amanda Carpenter was one of the girls that was alleged to be involved with Ted Cruz. She's on the payroll at CNN. Just like the Carly Fiorina former employee is on the payroll over at the MSNBC. Some type of political contributor. She'll probably be on the primary results tonight with Williams and Rachel Maddow. So remember that story? You had the mistresses along with a prostitute. Prostitute and a librarian were mixed in with the political operatives. And Ted Cruz said, the Inquirer story is trash. It's garbage. Amanda Carpenter said, it's trash. It's garbage. If anybody wants to ask any questions, they can ask my lawyers. Remember, Ted Cruz wouldn't answer the question when the Daily Mail said, have you ever cheated on your wife? He wouldn't answer the question. He said, it's just utter garbage. And then the other day in the town hall meeting with crazy Megyn Kelly, and she's crazy, okay? It's not a sexist comment. She's crazy. Go watch the Charlie Rose interview she does. She's crazy. It's obvious when she's off script and she is just kind of riffing and free-flowing with her mind. She has crazy thoughts. She's just crazy. Talking about CNN should have boycotted Donald Trump and just a crazy talk. She's crazy. She goes off script. She's crazy. She's a nut job. Okay? She's cuckoo. So when Cruz was with the cuckoo bird, I've always been faithful to Heidi. I've always been faithful to Heidi. I've always been faithful to her. I've always been faithful. So that story came out. Now, the story that is supposed to come out Thursday is the Black Book. And presumably, the hooker aspect that was in the Inquirer story. The prostitutes. So, the DC madam, as you know, Deborah Palfrey, who is dead. Okay? She's dead. She hung herself years ago when she was, when it was looking like she was going to be going to jail for a while. And her lawyer, this Sibley guy, Montgomery Blair Sibley, has all these names. And what's funny about this story, we were talking about it, what, the week and a half ago? And Rachel Maddow did a story on it a few days ago, which I think it was Friday when she did it. And I found it incredibly coincidental in the sense that she's the one that broke, so to speak. When I say broke it, she, as far as breaking the story on the news, the cable news outlets. And the story, I mean, Washington Post getting the information that Ted Cruz's super PAC gave Carly Fiorina's campaign $500,000. And it's one of those things that is rarely done, if not ever done. And the fact that a rival gave another rival, $500,000 to presumably keep their campaign alive. And the question was, why? And Maddow broke that on cable news. It was in the Washington Post. And Maddow reported on it and then elaborated on how strange it was and why was it done, and so forth and so on. And that was the start of the Ted Cruz cheating scandal, because one of the women involved with Ted Cruz, or allegedly involved with Ted Cruz, was the head of the Carly Fiorina campaign that got the $500,000 from the Ted Cruz super PAC. So when Maddow reported on this, and here we are a few months later, getting the news that this woman was allegedly involved in an affair with Ted Cruz, it made you then go back to the Maddow story and go, what did she know? Which is obvious she knew something, because the whole Ted Cruz cheating scandal is something that's been around in the Washington circles for months and months and months. Matter of fact, the Rubio campaign was pushing the story to different media outlets who didn't want to touch it because there was no smoking gun, like, you know, actual penetration caught on video. So obviously Maddow knew this, obviously ran the article that was in the Washington Post as a story on her show to put blood in the water. So here we are, a month or two later, and Maddow's reporting on the DC Madam and the black book being released and the fact that this Montgomery Sibley has all these names attached to a server, and if anything happens to him and he's not able to click some button on a computer server, all the names will be released. And this is all pending if the Supreme Court takes action to hear this case to release the names. I mean, it's wild that CNN doesn't talk about it. It's wild that Fox isn't talking about it. I mean, this is something that was filed with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to hear a case on the DC Madam's black book. This is kind of big news. And Maddow talked about it. Maddow talked about the implications on the 2016 campaign going forward. And something that Ted Cruz said during the Megyn Kelly interview, which you got to go back and listen because I think it's important. And during the conversation about were you faithful, were you not faithful, what's the story? I was faithful. I never cheated on Heidi. But then after the entire exchange, Cruz said, well, you know, Donald doesn't exactly have a clean pass. He said something in the effect of, well, Donald's personal life hasn't been the greatest in the world. Almost like setting up a defense for when the news comes out that Cruz is just a dirty, filthy dog, he can say, well, guys, if you're upset by me doing it, you have to be upset that Donald Trump not only has done it, but he's talked about it in his numerous books. You guys got to go back and watch the full Megyn Kelly, Ted Cruz interview. Read the transcript. You'll see what I'm talking about. When Ted Cruz kind of lays it out there, kind of says, well, Donald Trump hasn't had a clean past. He's laying the groundwork. Just like Glenn Beck was laying the groundwork a few weeks ago when the scandal came out, and Glenn Beck said, if this is true, I will not support Ted Cruz. And then a few days later, Glenn Beck said, well, you know, if it only happened once, if it only happened once, I could forgive him. If he has asked Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, to give him forgiveness, and he's worked everything out with his beautiful, lovely wife, Heidi, then who am I to judge? Who am I to say this? So even Glenn Beck walked it back. I think people got word to Glenn Beck, or somebody got word to Glenn Beck and said, yo, bro, he was cheating. You got to walk that back, or you're going to be forced to renege once again, just like you've done before when you've threatened, Obama's reelected, I'm moving to Switzerland. If this happens, if that happens, whatever it is. It's like, bro, you're going to be in that same situation, so you better walk that back. So Glenn Beck had to walk that back. So Ted Cruz might get his momentum blunted if everything pans out. If everything pans out. Now, the other little piece of this puzzle that's interesting is an investigator by the name of Wayne Madsen, M-A-D-S-E-N. This Wayne Madsen is one of these investigators that get hired to go after politicians. He was actually hired by Larry Flint years and years and years ago to dig up dirt on different politicians, which he did. I don't know if you remember, years and years and years and years and years and years and years ago, Larry Flint, when Hustler magazine was still relevant and they still had a circulation of a few million, would take out ads saying he was going after politicians. He was going to pay investigators and pay people to get dirt on different politicians that were hypocrites, the ones that are anti-gay, gay marriage or things of that nature, social issues, abortion, and he would put a bounty out on the heads of politicians who in their private life practice the things that they are against in public. So if it's a politician who is anti-abortion, but you find out in his private life, him and his wife had an abortion or he had a girlfriend and made her get an abortion because he didn't want a bastard child, or politician that's anti-gay, but in private life he's running around the streets picking up male prostitutes, sitting in a hotel room smoking crack, kind of like the religious nut there, Ted Haggard. Remember Ted Haggard, Mr. Anti-gay, and then they find him in a hotel room smoking crack, getting a massage by a male prostitute. So that's this investigator, okay? This Madsen. So you got Wayne Madsen, who's involved in flushing out the names that are on this black book. You have Montgomery Sibley, who has the black book. It's attached to some detonation device. It's like Mission Impossible. So you got this detonation device that if something happens to him, it's going to blow up. And all of this information is going to be coming out on the heels of Ted Cruz possibly winning the Wisconsin primary tonight. It's funny. I'm a little off. Told my girlfriend and I told you guys that I felt that there was a good chance that the Inquirer story would have its part two before the next primary. Last week, my girlfriend said, when do you think more information will come out on the Cruz sex scandal? She goes, it seems like it's dead. I said, oh, it's not dead. It's not dead, but you have to time the information. The people that have the information, the people that are putting this out there, aren't getting the information and then running to the press or running to whoever is going to release it. They're not doing that like school kids. Like a school kid finds something out and he runs and tells the people about it or tells the teacher, whoever. It's strategic. And I said last week, I said, don't be surprised if it doesn't come out Thursday or Friday or possibly Monday. I go, what's the next primary? Okay, it's Wisconsin. I go, don't be surprised if it doesn't come out right before the Wisconsin primary to affect what's going on there. And so yesterday she said, what happened? I said, here's what happened. Here's my prediction. So I'm a little off. I said, internal polling. And I go, and I'm not saying that this is coordinated with the Trump people whatsoever. I'm not saying that. I go, but I think internal polling has showed that Trump is going to lose this. I go, Trump doesn't have to be involved for this information to be coordinated and to be coming out strategically. Just like you have super PACs that don't like Trump and they're not affiliated with Cruz. Some are, but some aren't. There are some anti-Trump people that just despise Trump that have no connection to Cruz whatsoever. The same can be said about Ted Cruz. There's people who just despise Ted Cruz. They don't necessarily like Donald Trump. They just hate Ted Cruz. So there's been internal polling. There's been information out there that people have said Cruz is going to win Wisconsin. And much like the Utah ad and even the Wisconsin Super PAC ads, it's not going to make a difference if this is leaked, if the black book names are leaked a day before the voting in Wisconsin. It wouldn't be enough to affect anything. People's minds are pretty much made up. They're baked in the cake. So they're holding it. They're holding it because the win will create momentum. And how do you stop that momentum? By releasing the names. That stops the momentum. That stops narrative of the win. That stops the narrative of the win because now people are going to talk about that. It's not trying to change a vote in a day or change a vote in 2 days. It's about changing the news cycle. Got to change the news cycle. And that's what's going to happen. Mark my words. Mark my words, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, going to change the news cycle. It's going to go from a Ted Cruz win, a momentum-grabbing win, to a DC Madam Black Book expose. That's my prediction. Maybe I'll be wrong. I've been wrong a few times before, but I don't think I'm going to be wrong about this. I think there's too many people involved that have credentials of exposing politicians. I think this Montgomery Blair Sibley has the goods. I think this this Madison has the goods. I think the National Enquirer definitely has the goods. And again, just take a look at the court records. Take a look at the Supreme Court docket They agreed to hear this case. They agreed to hear a case involving an attorney who has a whole bunch of names and a whole bunch of numbers that are tied to a whole bunch of politicians who have paid for sex. So that's real. The Supreme Court would not be taking up a case if there was nothing there. This is real. This is legitimate. And Thursday, we're going to know.